You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenyx.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
It's the Ace and TJ Show
with a little extra.
Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
This is the most fun part of our day, I think. Doing the extra funny. And there was a story in the regular old show this morning that we need to expand upon which we need to expand, put it that way. And it's the story of this guy who was caught, allegedly, because he hasn't been convicted yet, of humping an old lady's Toyota Avalon. And we've always, you know, anytime we find these stories of mechanophilia, I don't know, mechanophil me, where people are sexually aroused and attracted to machines. It's a machine. And we're not talking about sexual aids either. I mean, that doesn't count. I mean, if you use masturbatory aids and the like that are technically mechanical, that's not what this is. This is like a guy who's sexually attracted to a Toyota Avalon and makes the sweet love to it whenever its 82-year-old owner is in the bed. So the lady kept noticing fluids around her car, and she didn't know what it was leaking. And then she took a sample of the fluid to her mechanic, and the mechanic said, this is nothing out of the car. And she put up cameras because, I mean, it didn't say that the mechanic immediately knew that it was bodily fluid, like from, from that. Because who would even imagine that, you know? And how did she get the sample?
How did she get it?
It didn't go into these details, and that's why, you know, I thought we needed to get more into it on the extra funny where we could really talk about it.
Maybe a picture of it or something?
Did she take a like a little vial of something or a tube and just kind of scrape it to
she just took the car over there?
Well, she said it was the fluid was under the car or around the car. To noticing strange fluids on, maybe she did because it said it was on the car. But how does she drive over there without it blowing off the car?
I don't know. I was just thinking the same thing.
Maybe it dried on there.
I stand by the fact that if you're the mechanic finding out the answer to this quandary, you're like, wait a minute, did I touch anything?
Cool. So these are the types of things that fascinate me, how the mind of a disturbed person works. Because you would automatically assume the only place that would could take you know, shape would be in the gas tank, right?
Or the tailpipe.
Yeah, or the tailpipe, yeah. But I think that when somebody is that way about machines, they can just rub up against any part of it, and, yeah, and it does it for them.
I don't think that it needs to be, there doesn't need to be an orifice.
Right.
Penetration.
But we did have a story a long time ago, one of the first of this nature, where the guy was using the gas tank. But then I'm thinking, have you ever gotten gas kicked back on your crotch, Riggins?
No.
It burns like crazy. I mean, there's no way you would want to stick your business into a gas tank.
Because there's going to be some gas residue on that tank. It's got to burn, right? Mm-hmm.
Does it, Rob?
What now?
Does it burn?
Excuse you.
But then you think, well, maybe he was performing on himself while just touching the car or looking at the car, something like that. But I don't know. These are all the things that they can't put in a news article that we need to know.
For sure.
Do we need to get a psychiatrist on or somebody that studies these types of things and find out how they were doing it or what they do to you know, make the sweet love to a Toyota Avalon?
Yeah.
It's got to be something like what you just said, though. That there's excitement from touch, that they take care of themselves, mm-hmm. but get excited by just touching or rubbing up against the car while they're handling their own business.
Hmm. So you don't think it's more like a naked lap dance on the car? Like grinding up on it and stuff.
I don't, but I could be totally wrong.
Because I could just picture just this
sliding
guy
around up against the car.
I saw his mugshot and all that. He looks pretty tall, but I just picture him up, like with his legs spread out on the windshield, like humping the windshield while he's holding on to the hood of the car. I mean, the top of the car.
Top of the car.
That's what I'm picturing. I mean, you think people are scared to go through automatic car wash. Imagine if you're sitting in the car when that's going on.
Holy cow.
He's face down on your windshield going to town. Like, what is happening right now?
Grandma, are these fingerprints all over your windshield? No, it's nuts. That is so weird.
All right. Would you want to get rid of the car? Did you want to go get another car?
Yes. Yeah.
Did he do anything inside of the car?
I don't think so.
I don't think he ever gained access to the car.
Yeah, I'd probably be fine with it. I'm not trying to get another car payment.
You know what? Yeah. I would be relieved to know that I wasn't about to have to spend a bunch of money at the shop on the car.
Yeah. No, don't worry. Just a little bit of splooge.
But I would want. I don't know if I would be able to do it, but I would want another vehicle to start. Let's start over fresh with a vehicle that is, you know, unmolested.
Yeah, if it was just on the outside, though, I mean, you get it detailed.
Sure.
Yeah,
but don't tell the person detailing it what you're trying to get rid of.
What's that? What'd you bring it in?
I bet there have never been more jokes cracked than at that body shop that day. Yeah. I mean, those mechanics were probably the funniest ever that day.
You know, I don't know if I've ever told y'all about this. When my brother, when he was really young, he owned a service station. Back then, it was a full service, like pump the gas for the people, change oil and tires and fix flat, you know, all of that kind of stuff, detail cars. And that was one of the things that people came the most for, was to get their car detailed because of this old man named Mr. Odell that was in charge of the washing of the cars, and he was the best ever at it. But one day Mr. Odell came in, he was washing this guy's truck, like a work truck kind of deal, and he protested, which he never did. He was like, I don't know what I'm going to do with this. I mean, I'll do whatever you tell me to, but he's telling my brother this, but I just need you to come look at this. And so he walks him out to the truck, and he'd already done the outside and wiped down the inside and the whole thing except for this one area. And he said, I mean, look at that shit. And right, like under the driver's seat, there was a little leather part that just was lined with dried boogers. It looked like a thumbtacks. It was disgusting.
Oh,
and
so what do you do?
My brother said, "Leave it alone," because he's not going to come in and complain about that. We're not messing with anybody's boogers.
Y'all didn't clean my boogers. I want my money back.
Said, I'm not doing that.
You could have given me 100 guesses. I would have never said a bunch of boogers.
That would have been my answer either.
So he's just driving down the road, figuring his right hand on the steering wheel, and just digging and doing, and then just reaching down and wiping it on the seat down below. It's one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen in my life.
Great response from Todd, though. Leave it alone. He's not going to come in and complain about that.
That's like when we used to take my dad's penthouse magazines. We knew he wasn't going to come ask us about it because he wasn't supposed to have them either.
Yeah.
Wow. That is unbelievable.
Uh-huh.
I hate that.
They look like thumbtacks. Ugh.
What a
you really paint a picture.
And to me, and what I'm going for there is that I think I was more disgusted by that than I would be this other situation.
Yeah.
You what?
Of the mechanophilia.
I agree.
I agree with you. Yeah.
Wait, you think the boogers are worse?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. No way.
Because they're on the inside and I don't know.
Yeah. Would you rather have somebody's 100 boogers inside your car or some random stranger's splooge on the outside?
I'm going outside on that.
Absolutely.
Well, I'd much rather have something on the outside like that.
Yeah.
You can get that cleaned off.
Rob?
I think I got to go with, I'd rather have the boogers. I think so.
What? Just isolate that clip.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics. Neogenix.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ,
from the Ace and TJ show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx. The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent First Quarter of the Rest of Your Life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.